Miguel, to start off with, tell me a little bit about Outreach Day, what it's all about.
Sure. So every October since 2012, the college gives pharmacy students the day off to reach out to the community. And we perform various presentations to school-age kids, such as poison prevention, self-care, GenRx, which talks about the abuse and misuse of prescription drugs, and over-the-counter med safety. At health fairs, we also perform blood pressure and blood glucose screenings and flu shot clinics. We have many initiatives that help educate the community on managing their blood pressure and diabetes, as these could lead to complications if they're not managed appropriately. And lastly, for elderly, we have fall risk assessments and cognitive screenings, and we even go over a patient's own medications and try to identify medications that may contribute to falls in this population. These are all student-led initiatives, and we have the support of our faculty advisors for this.
All right. Very important topics, and certainly a great, great opportunity. Give us an idea of why you choose to do this in this way, having an outreach day.
Sure. This is a great way to show the community that pharmacists are the most accessible healthcare professional and that we care about the health of New Mexicans. Last year, we reached about 4,675 people at 26 different sites in 12 cities across New Mexico, and we offered free services during Outreach Day.
Wow, fantastic. Of course, Outreach Day is a little different this year, or we should say a lot different, because of COVID. And tell us about that.
Sure. This Outreach Day, COVID has definitely impacted it. Outreach Day is going to be Friday, October 16th. And this year, we have tried to find opportunities where there have been many limitations. Most of our presentations are virtual. Flu shot clinics are much smaller, but students nonetheless have been finding creative ways of making a positive impact in the health of our community. For example, we paired up with the COVID hotline to help link community to resources. So the COVID hotline is a pharmacist-led initiative from the UNM Poison and Drug Information Center, and we answer questions regarding COVID, and there's many volunteers in the form of retired nurses, pharmacy students, nursing students, medical students, and it's a great interprofessional experience.
Okay. Finally, for folks who are interested in learning more about this field, possibly becoming part of the pharmacy field, I understand there's a local connection here in Las Cruces. There's actually a cooperative program. Tell me about that.
Yeah, UNM and NMSU have a cooperative program to help high school seniors and undergraduate students easily transition into UNM's PharmD program. So every year, several students are represented through Southern New Mexico and Las Cruces. I'm an NMSU grad, but I didn't know about the co-op program, so I could have definitely benefited from the academic advisor support and the guidance that the program has to offer. Once I entered pharmacy school, I realized the need for pharmacists in rural communities, and a state like New Mexico, pharmacists have stepped into the role of providers and often see their own patients, and I've been really inspired by that. So I hope students that want to remain in Las Cruces, you know, further their education at NMSU, or, you know, NMSU to do their undergrad and then transition to the UNM pharmacy PharmD program.
Wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Miguel Lopez is a student in the UNM College of Pharmacy with us today to talk about Outreach Day, Friday, October 16th. A little different this year, but still continuing. Miguel, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Back you to-